great effort by our team. The first half was about as good defensively as we could play, and you really got to give Deke credit stepping in, and he set the tone early. But the group that came in off the bench just continued right on through, which is really nice to see. We just, how many 24-second violations we got them on, but you know, they played last night, had a big win, and but we came out and did what we had to do and took control of the game from the beginning.
Three most, happiest team, just the effort with all the stuff that goes on today?
I had a feeling we were going to come out with a lot of effort. I really did. I just felt this team has really, you know, been building, and losing Yao was a shock to them today. But, you know, we're still talking about that we can win. We just have to go out, and everybody's got to put the effort like we did tonight. We can continue to win. And I think that's the most important thing, is we're not stepping away because we lost him. If anything, we've got to come together as a group now and show people that we can go out there and we can win and compete. And I think tonight they took advantage of the team that played last night, but that's what you have to do in this league. I mean, that was... the intensity and the effort in the first half was just incredible, the way we came out and played.
When Yao went down, was it a decision immediately to start to get away, or was it something you thought about?
No, I was going to start him. If we have to, it was pretty easy, though, because of Haywood on the other team with his size and everything. But, you know, if we're going to find out, like, you know, if things have been going really well and Deke, you know, he knew what I was doing, and when I was playing Carl off the bench and, you know, playing him when Yao went out, we wanted to play those two young guys and get a sense for what they could do. And we were playing so well, there was no reason to play Deke unless we needed him. But that's why I said it's so ironic, because yesterday him and I talked, and he said, you know, with the season 25 games left or 26 games left, it'd be a good idea if I start getting some time, you know, 5-10 minutes here and there. And I thought, that's a great idea. But he called me last night and said, well, I think you're getting more than you bargained for here. I think that was our plan, to start using him some. But I, you know, just watch how he affects the game at the defensive end, the way he rebounds the ball, his heart. You just got to admire him so much all year long, and then come out, like I said, he's the one who really set the tone to start. You know, it's a good thing he's got a lot of money, he's got technical immediately. You just got to love his effort, and we're going to need him. We're going to need, you know, Luis, Chuck, and Carl, all those guys to have an effort every night. It's going to be different if we can play the power forwards. In the second quarter, we were. You know, one thing about Chuck is, even though he's small, you know, Haywood wasn't going to back him down. He's just too strong. He might rebound over him, but he's not going to get anything at the basket. So I think there's ways we can maintain and we can continue to be effective.
Would the lineup fluctuate?
It could. It depends on who we play. If we play a team like, I don't know, just looking ahead, Golden State or somebody, and they have a small group out there, yeah, it's going to be hard to play in. But I'm not worried about that type of team. Just we can play small, you know. But I think to start the game, and he sets a tone for us. And everybody told me what he did last year. And it was amazing to me to watch him play. But, you know, there really hasn't been a time when I have played him this year. When we got in foul trouble, he was a big guy that he hadn't been effective. But to keep himself in shape and keep himself going, I mean, he played practically the whole, you know, first and third quarter, so you got to give him credit.
Is it easy for this group to focus on a game, a practice, as opposed to looking at the big picture?
I think they have to. I don't think there's anything, I've said, you know, that there is no number, magic number to a winning streak. I think the only danger you have is when you start looking back and start feeling satisfied with what you've done, and then you're getting to get your head handed to you. The biggest thing we have to do is not look backwards. We got to look forward at the next game. We said, you know, before Yao's thing, that, you know, this is something that most, a lot of teams never get a chance to do, sweep a month. And we've won tonight. Now our goal is to sweep February, and we got to win that game Friday. And then we move on to the next one. I just don't think you can get caught up with who's winning, who's not winning. All we can do is win. And we have a stretch here that is really crucial for us, because We have a lot of home games, and some against some really good teams. But if we establish ourselves and play with energy night in, night out, we're going to be okay.
Did the official give an explanation as to why that particular finger wag got the second goal?
I'm not the expert on his wagging, but I think Danny Crosby, if he would have turned and did to the stands like he normally, but he kind of looked at the guy when he did it. And I guess that's the difference in the technique. I guess you're showing him up or whatever it is. If he would have turned and, he's out of shape in that regard. He doesn't have his timing down yet. He's got to catch up with him. He'll get it down. I told him to have a timeout. I said, number one, you got to turn to the stands. You forgot about that. Number two, that official could have a real short fuse here, and I don't want you getting kicked out when you're coming back here. So, but you got to love his heart. You really have to love his heart. Anything else?
Thank you.